Hello, everybody. Welcome to the highlight of your week. This is TGIF Radio. I need to move my mic closer. Okay, ignore what I said. But anyway, we are back, and guess what? Guess what, everyone? Guess what?
I'm here.
Yes.
We got Bogdan.
And Jared's, they're here at the same time.
On time.
Hell freeze over?
We thought that would mean the rapture would come, and that probably is what it means, because that's supposed to happen tomorrow. Did you
hear
about
that?
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I haven't done my homework yet, though.
So, oh, yeah.
The world better not end tomorrow. I wanted to go fishing.
That's a bummer.
It can end. I'm done. I haven't done any homework, so I'm procrastinating.
You'll just have to reschedule, huh?
I'm going to.
Okay. And, oh, by the dubs, the lines are now open. How about that? I remember
you know,
that.
What's it called? You can reschedule with the devil. I think he's open from tomorrow till eternity.
Till eternity?
And you know?
How do you know that?
I'm going to have to wait in line.
I want to know how you know that.
I think I'm going to have to wait in line for a long, long time before I finally get a chance to talk to him.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway.
I'm open to never talk to him.
Yeah.
The lines are now open. You can call us if you want. We dare you.
Yes,
we
call
dare
us
you
now.
To call us.
Double down.
At 740.
Oh, snap.
You're talking.
Okay, what is it?
Yeah. 740-377-TGIF. Or if you don't like letters in your phone numbers, that's 740-377-8443. And, but you just need to, I thought it was in your phone, at least. You could have checked there. Bogdan's updating
my
Facebook status.
It is in my phone, but I'm way too lazy to reach down.
Me too.
So you made us do the work and tell you what to do, huh?
Yeah.
Actually, we made you do the work.
I did do all the work. I've been doing all the work all the time.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, these are your microphones and your gear and stuff.
What are you going to do about it?
And listeners, you can't see the stuff, so you can't be properly impressed.
Oh, that's true. Anyway, I was actually thinking earlier, you know how we've been calling you the special guest?
Mm-hmm.
The special guest? We should actually be calling you the sidekick.
Sidekick?
Yeah. If you're cool with it, because...
I will strangle you with the microphone cord.
You really don't like it?
Okay, I never said I didn't like it.
Unless you got your own idea. Get an idea, okay?
You know what? Screw it. I'll be the sidekick. Call me Robin.
Yeah.
No, but you're Jared. It's not... It's weird, and...
Sidekick?
We can't do that. You're the sidekick.
Okay, fine.
We got the host and the co-host and...
The sidekick.
Yes.
You know what? I think that works. Anybody calling in, we need to ask you about
all right,
that.
I got it. Here you go.
What?
Batman, Robin, Batgirl.
What?
Okay, see, the thing is, you're pointing at us and telling us which is which.
Yeah.
But
so
the people
Renee
listening
is
to
Batman,
us can't.
I'm Robin, and Jared's Batgirl.
And Bogdan's gonna die. No.
Painfully. Am I right?
Very painfully.
Cool.
You should be Batman, I should be Robin, and then Jared can be some evil villain. Like,
what?
Catwoman.
She's not even really a villain, honestly.
Really? Yeah. I thought she stole stuff and tried
she
to kill
stole stuff, but...
Yeah, but she's like... She's kind of like in Greek mythology, she'd be kind of like Loki. You know?
Not really bad.
She's like... Yeah, she likes screwing with people, really.
She's a troublemaker.
That's it, yeah.
Those are the women you want to stay away from, Bogdan.
I attract them all. Yeah. All the really bad ones.
But speaking of Batman, which leads to DC Comics, which leads to what I'm about to talk to, Green Lantern is coming out.
I
want to
see that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going there.
I really hope DC
together,
doesn't
all
screw
three of
this
us.
Up.
When's it coming out?
I don't even know.
I can look that up?
Look it up.
Or I shall.
All right, Renee and Bogdan are looking up at the same time. We'll time it. 10, 9,
well, I even
eight,
spelled Green Lantern
seven,
wrong.
6, 5.
No, that's not timing
June
it. June
17th.
See, I knew that because it
wins.
Says it right here. I had it way before
June 17th.
I just let you say it, okay?
So we got time.
I can live with that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but my Google Foo, it's stronger than yours, though.
Your Google Foo?
Yeah. Especially since you're not even using Google Chrome, are you?
I am actually using Google Chrome.
Oh, did I tell you to do that?
Probably. Google Chrome?
Google Chrome, yes.
Yeah, you did.
Good, because that's a browser everyone should use.
Google
Everyone.
Chrome.
I'm going to burp. Yeah.
Maybe I'm just, like, technologically retarded, but I just don't...
It doesn't sound cool to
I'm
you?
I'm going with the technologically retarded.
Yeah.
Fist pound.
No, it's cool.
But what about that word makes you feel inadequate?
The Chrome part.
Why? It's just a word.
I know. Chrome is a color on a car.
Okay, but it's also it's just the name of the web browser too. It just sounds cool.
That's
what they thought. He's like, does this sound cool? Yeah. Well, we'll put it on the browser. Okay. It's on the browser now.
My head hurts now.
Thanks for downloading it for free. Why does your head? Are we hurting your head?
You guys are destroying my brain. Sorry, I've been tired all week.
You gotta stop being tired so you can do this show.
All right, fine. I'm not tired anymore.
Thank you.
I just lied on air.
You have to be like that. You gotta be not tired.
Dad lied to him all the time.
Yeah, dude.
Why are you just such a liar?
We lie like rugs.
I am a, what is that word? Like, is it when you do it a lot?
Pathological liar?
No.
I almost said kleptomaniac, but yeah, that's
stealing.
Yeah. We were wrong.
Yeah, I think pathological liars.
I'd lie a lot.
Clothing. Yeah.
Especially to everybody.
About everything?
No one's exclusive. No, everyone.
There's one thing I've never lied to someone about. I've never told someone I was a girl.
Cool.
Ever. I have always been secure in my masculinity, so I've never lied
about
that.
Some people would believe that, though. It's kind of sad.
I know. Thus, me contradicting myself by calling myself not a liar as I lied to everyone.
Cool. Whatever.
Yeah. Genius.
Whatever that was supposed to mean, honestly.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't think any of us knows what we're talking
so
about.
I'm so lost.
I kind of wanted to talk about the rapture at the beginning, but I got distracted.
Okay. Yeah.
Rapture.
Do you know anyone who seriously thinks that's going to happen?
I know it's going to happen. The guy
Bible
who told
us.
Yeah, okay, but you are wrong. I'm telling you right now.
No, remember, nobody the Bible knows the day it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's true, so but it will happen. Jesus will come down.
It will happen, no. But it's not going to be this Saturday.
No, honestly, probably not.
There's a great little prank going around that tomorrow, if you happen to hear this and the rapture, quote rapture, has not happened yet, what you do is you take all your old clothes and you arrange them as if somebody was in them at one point, and you just lay them flat on the ground and you just leave them in places all over the city.
People look around, and they're just like, he's vaporized!
You know what's funny?
There's just clothes everywhere.
Is then you have one guy in the middle of all these people who's laying there, and he has all his clothes on. He's in his clothes. He's just laying. He's like, snap, I thought I was going to go.
Dang it.
But
I wonder what's going to happen to all the people who stay here. Is it going to be like a zombie apocalypse, or are we just going to have a battle against the Antichrist?
It's going to be one big party, because all of the crazy religious people are gone. Plus,
I am not crazy.
Plus, free pants everywhere.
Pants.
Yeah, man.
And shirts.
Underwear. I expect 144,000 pairs of pants.
Stat.
All for me.
So only out of 6 billion people, 144,000 pants are going to be left?
Yeah.
Supposedly, many really good people.
Supposedly, 144,000 people are going to be poofified by the rapture. Poofified is a word now. I created that.
I thought there was going to be a lot more than that since...
No.
144,000? Where do you get that number?
I don't know.
See,
it's the Herald Camping guy. He's crazy.
And then you add a bunch of zeros after it. isn't 12
the Herald
like
Camping guy, the guy who's even talking about all this, he just made it up. You know he did.
Probably.
Oh, yeah,
he's like, I want everyone to pay attention to me, so I will tell them that they will all die.
He was so stoned, it wasn't even funny.
He looks kind
of
silly.
The reporter actually asked him, like, do you have a history of drug use? I don't remember what he said.
And of course, him being a pathological liar,
he says no.
Said no. Wednesday, I got on a field trip. And
oh, cool.
I went to...
someplace.
Seattle, Pike's Place Market.
Ooh.
And I walked through the store, and there was this tobacco shop. Smelled really good.
Yeah.
No, not like tobacco smell. It smelled like
fruits.
Did
it smell like
raisins.
Cinnamon rolls?
My friend has this one chewing tobacco. It smells just like raisins.
No, this was like cigars.
Why do your friends have chewing
so
tobacco?
Because
they
chew tobacco.
Okay.
They had a $40
what
cigar
you
in there.
What?
They had a $40 cigar in there.
Well, money.
It was there. It was just sitting there. It was like $40. And I was like, oh, snap. And then they had like 3-foot-tall bongs. It's not even kidding. These bogs were insane. They had things coming out of them. I was like,
and that's for tobacco. Uh-huh. I'm sure.
For recreational use only, you guys. If your doctor says don't take it, who cares what he says? Do it anyway. But your friends shouldn't be having chewing tobacco.
Oh, I know. I don't chew tobacco.
Then why do you let them have it?
well, what am I going to say? Like, hey, no, nope, you paid $10 for this, but I'm taking it.
There was a guy sitting in front of me in my math
class.
Sell
it for 20.
There was a guy sitting in front of me in my math class. He had a pack of Parliament lights coming out of his pocket. I was really tempted to just take them and throw them away. It would have been a good favor.
You just grab
really?
Them, throw them away?
Why are you... Don't sniff the microphone.
Sorry. Jeez. Sorry. It smells good nice.
It did.
Yeah.
It should I say good nice?
Good nice?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
What does that word mean?
I don't know. I think it's between good and nice, but that's two very positive things. So does that make it a double positive thing? If it smells good nice? See, if I walk up to a girl, I'm like, hey, you look good nice. She'd be like, slap me in the face and walk away. She'd be like, I can't believe you said that.
But
I'm guessing this has happened
two
before.
Positives, two positives also make a positive.
Exactly. But is it more positive?
No, it's the same amount of positive. I don't know. It's
a math conundrum.
The science does not work here.
Yeah, I think we're trying to put two things together that just don't go together at all.
Two positives, you can't make negatives.
Like
out of
skin and clothes don't go together.
Yeah.
But what?
Okay, for some people.
What are you implying? Are you wearing pants currently?
No. I'm not wearing pants.
Awesome.
I'm currently wearing shorts.
Okay. Same thing.
Ooh, not a lie that time.
Same
I gotta
thing.
Make up. I gotta have two lies.
Two lies?
Two truths, one lie.
You're skinny.
Two truths,
the sky
one lie.
Is green and you're ugly.
That's
my two lies.
Oh, I thought you were
that. So
truth.
He inadvertently gave you a compliment.
I know.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I have...
Spot. Oh, take cover, guys.
So anyway,
that's
something
the second time that's happened.
Something just randomly just jumped out.
Okay,
there's
the computer's coming alive. We have a Decepticon in the room, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Open
it's,
fire.
There's an SD card slot on the front of my computer, and there's this little plastic thing that keeps it clean, I guess, and it just flew out of there.
Yeah, the computer's trying to shoot us here.
I would believe me.
Where are the Autobots? Come on.
It would tell me before it tried to kill you guys. I'm very good friends with it.
Yeah, Bumblebee's gonna come crash in the room, and before it kills
that's
it,
a, that's the thing about traitors.
Do you guys mind if I bring out a spoiler for Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen?
Yes, yeah, fine. That's
please
fine.
Do.
Okay, if anyone's listening and you do not want to hear any spoilers, just skip maybe about a minute or two ahead, and we should be done. I was really hoping, as were many people, that in the movie the entire moon would be a Transformer.
Oh, that's not Revenge of the Fallen. It's
not Revenge of the... You know,
Dark Side of the Moon.
You know what I meant. Dark Side of the Moon. Okay. I didn't say Revenge of the Fallen earlier.
Go ahead.
I didn't. But Dark Side of the Moon. Everyone was really hoping that the greatest documentarian in the world, Michael Bay, would be making the moon turn into a giant Transformer, possibly punching the Earth and or exploding, which would be awesome. The spoiler is, that does not happen. Like, it is guaranteed...
You ruined the whole damn movie for me now. What the heck?
I know. The experience is just... Is,
wait, so wait, let me get this straight.
What?
Does half the moon turn into a...
The moon isn't a Transformer, and Megan Fox isn't in it.
Whoa.
Why are we going to see this again?
I'm not going to. I decided right then and there, if the entire moon is not a Transformer...
And Megan Fox
then
is not currently
I'm,
in the movie.
That was... Well...
That's a selling point for me.
Okay, but... I wanted the moon to blow up. It's not going to happen. That makes me sad. I'm not going to go watch it. That was the main point I was trying to make.
Okay, fine.
I
won't see
Megan Fox's clothes to blow off.
But in the trailers, it was showing that it would... there was just like a bunch of Transformers flying out of the moon.
I
thought it was like, oh, maybe it's an all Transformer.
You know,
no,
the moon
it's,
should have been like a carrier for Transformers into our galaxy. And then it'd just be awesome. And the dark side of the moon is actually like a huge tail of a ship. That would be epic.
We would have known by now.
Yeah,
do you know what year this
is? It's a government conspiracy covering it up. They're all Transformers in our government.
I sincerely hope you are joking.
Except one of them had a coloring malfunction during processing, and now he's our president.
I see what you're saying.
Cool story, bro. Yeah. I wasn't even listening. God.
He was making racist comments. Anyways.
Very... Oh, there was racism in there. Man, yeah. My ears would have started hurting if I had known that. I guess I need to check those. But...
Yeah.
Anyway. What? Eric. What happened to you?
What happened to me?
Yeah, really. Seriously. Tell us what happened indulge.
You like seriously wanted my life story here now?
No, not the whole thing. Just like
I was gonna say, this is gonna be a therapy session or something.
Okay, whatever.
Anyways, no, nothing has happened all week.
Nothing today. The drive home took half an hour longer than it should have.
Why?
I skipped around that.
Well, there was some sort of how did you skip that?
I took off at 36 and then just took a really because honestly, I'd rather drive the extra hour and take so much longer and use all the gas to get home as long as I'm freaking going somewhere.
Okay. I didn't want to waste gas because
so wait, you guys went to Clark and there was traffic?
No, we were coming back. We were
coming back
from Clark. There was this really really big accident somewhere. I don't know, but I got into the traffic jam, and then I saw the sign that said, hey, the left two lanes are blocked, so you guys should just, you know, stay in the right lanes. Oh, and by the way, the wreck is 1.5 miles that way. And, of course, that meant you're just going to be sitting in the car doing nothing. So what I decided to do on the way back was put the sound system up as high as I could with some techno music, and every time the car started moving, I would put my hands up in the air like I was on a roller coaster and start waving them, and I would start cheering. A few people looked at me. It was fun. Nobody knew who I was.
As soon as a grandma, like, looks at you, you need to turn on some rap.
There was a lot of angry people. Disapproving old people. We'll just say that.
Okay. So I was coming up to a stop sign. Come in here. And I stopped, and this lady drives by, and she's giving me the whole hold it down sign, and I'm like, what the heck? I just stopped. I wasn't going to cut you off or nothing. And so I pull up behind her, and the entire time I'm driving behind her, I'm going like this out the window. like I'm a whale with my hand flopping out the window.
Nice. And she had to say what about that?
Absolutely nothing.
Cool.
Because you kept driving.
Maybe she wasn't paying attention.
I hope she was.
Might have been blind in her left eye. That's kind of scary to think about.
Yes.
I saw a bumper sticker the other day that said, caution, driver reads Braille.
Ooh. I want the bumper sticker.
I want that.
That says, insured by Mafia. You hit me, we hit you.
Oh, that... Yeah. That... Oh! He's talking about killing people.
Wow.
Let that sink in.
And we
I
call
so
you
scared.
Captain Obvious.
Woo! I like that title. It makes me feel awesome. Do I get a cape?
Do you get a cape?
Actually, on second thought, no capes.
Well, I'm a sidekick. So.
Yeah, capes get caught in...
You get a cape.
I get a cape because I'm a sidekick. A
sidekicks
cape.
Are expendable.
Yeah.
Oh!
His capes are. Sidekick whips some ass.
Will you now?
Yeah. Okay. I want a cape.
But I run this battle station.
Can I have two capes?
Why do you... You don't need two.
Yes.
Well, in the
one for each arm!
Yeah! Well, you know, in the Batman movie, his cape is like all like that...
It's like a full body cape.
The yeah. One that makes him fly?
Yeah, it makes him fly. And
like, legitly fly.
Yeah, dude, I want that cape.
Yeah.
Give me that cape, Renee.
When's the third Batman movie supposed to come out?
Not soon enough.
It should be sooner, based on what you said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that was supposed to mean. What happened to Bogdan this week? Why did your week suck, and why are you so happy to be here right now with us?
I have no friends. No.
Ah,
no. Well.
So what else is new?
I'm trying to figure out how to damage someone's vehicle without actually somebody's pride without damaging their vehicle while doing.
Oh right, this is because your car got saran wrap, right?
It did.
This is the payback for that.
Very. You know.
Cool.
The horse manure.
They think I go over too much, go too far, but you know what? When they do stuff, it's all out. It's war. Okay. They do something. Okay,
prank war, engaged.
Yes. If they touch the car, it's war. It's like,
oh.
You touched it, I'm going to beat yours.
Oh. Okay. Really?
So
I have a truck.
Okay, so the
I
plan,
horse manure is.
The revenge plan thus far, explain it.
We go to Vancouver.
Yeah.
We get trucks, go to Vancouver, and we fill trucks with lots and lots and lots and lots of bags of cow manure.
Ooh,
you,
just
where
go do
to
you buy it?
Well, it could go to the bottoms. It's like two
cows.
Yeah,
because cows is more liquidy manure. Horse is more.
Yeah, horse.
So we want the car to be covered.
I mean, both. Okay.
And then we go in the middle of the night, and if we can, we remove the tires from the car and put the car on the blocks, and then we drench it in cow manure.
hide the tires in the cow manure.
Yes.
All right.
On top of the car. We will layer them on top of the car and dump all the cow manure on the tires, and then let it drip.
Will you leave a note?
I think that's a pretty clear message.
But, you know, just in case they don't get
it. I will put a giant BS on a flag, and I will stake it in the cow manure right at the top.
Sweet.
Revenge, I will write on it.
I think that gives it away just a little too well.
Yeah. I think cow shit would have done that just fine.
Oh, I would put on the flag, I shut the water off.
I can actually do that.
Do it. It's, of course, this could be minor vandalism, but as long as
I'm not implemented in it.
As long as they don't think it's too big. As long as they don't press charges, am I right?
Speaking of pressing charges.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So this podcast could be used on,
nobody cares.
That's just true.
I was up on the roof of the primary school yesterday.
Uh-huh. Wait, what? Why?
Because you can.
I've never been up there, but now
I want
to.
Yeah, it's not that hard to get up there.
Okay.
I will take you there if you want.
I will take you there.
I was up there with a friend of mine. A guy, not a girl, okay? Just a buddy of mine. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, dude, come check this out. It's tight. And then we went up on the roof. And then the janitor comes up. And he's like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, what do you mean we're doing around the roof of the friggin' school?
He may have a problem with that, you know?
Yeah. So he bitches me out. And then he's like, yeah, I called the cops. Just get out of here.
He gave you a head start.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, see, he didn't care if we got arrested. He just wanted us off the roof of the school.
You know, you probably should have called his bluff and... said that he didn't really call the cops,
so badly. I wanted to say, like, well, it's gonna take them half an hour to get here, so we still got 25 minutes, we're good.
You think it takes half an hour?
Yeah, they respond to calls, so
they have to finish their donuts.
Yeah, no,
it takes a half an hour to eat three dozen boxes of donuts, okay?
No, last time we got cited for trespassing, the guy was like, I called the cops, like, yeah, whatever, and then half an hour later they showed up.
Man, cops get to my house quick. Like, I was.
Yeah, because you call them after they're done eating their donuts.
You live in, like, rich people USA. Like, look where I live.
No, but it was weird. They got here, like, within 10 minutes because I was getting into the house and I didn't turn the alarm off in time. So when that happens.
Your house has an alarm?
Yeah.
Thanks for the notification.
Stay away from my house.
I'm in it.
Yeah, but same. Whatever. When I'm not here.
Okay, I'm not going to go to your house.
Okay, but it just takes a while. No, that's not what I wanted to say. What I wanted to say was the thing went off and they wanted, like, the safe word, and I didn't remember it, but I told them my name, and then they were all like, okay, but just to make sure the police are going to come, I just push the button, and I'll be like, okay, it'll probably take half an hour.
Yeah, that's
based on what everyone else is saying. And, like, 5 minutes later, cops on the front door asking for my ID.
Yeah, that's
it was
how
weird.
That's how it goes, like that. A few times I accidentally, my phone has emergency set on the front, and it sent an emergency call, and then it hung up, so that gets them there really, really fast.
Yeah, they can't ignore hang-up calls.
Yeah.
It's like a...
That's why if your house is getting robbed, you don't tell them, okay, my house is getting robbed, you go, ah, and then hang up.
Or you just hang up.
Because, can they...
The screaming will lead the bad people to you. Unless you have a firearm, and then start shooting, and say, oh, they hit me, and shoot yourself in the leg.
Just go... They're like, crap, they're here. And then hang up. That'll get them there fast.
They are here.
The operator's listening or whatever. And they're like, oh, they're here. And then hang up. Like, oh, shh.
They're in the house. We can't get away.
You know what would suck if as that comes, the other operators are yelling, they're here because the donuts have entered in the room. And she thinks that it's because the donuts. She's like, oh, the donuts are here.
Wait a minute. How do you know that? Click. Who cares?
Thanks for the notification.
No, have you heard the stories about operators that hang up on people because they think they're phony calls, but they really aren't?
There's been phony calls. I've done phony calls to operators. They're funny, but.
To 911?
No, just on the payphone type.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, that's tons of fun.
No, but no, more specifically 911 operators. Like that some kid will call in and then the operator won't believe what they're saying and then they'll hang up on them. That's happened at least 5 times within the last year. I've read a couple stories on it.
Ouch.
Yeah.
What was the story?
Like,
they died.
Like, I don't know, maybe some 4-year-old called in and said my mommy says that her chest hurts or something, and is like, yeah, whatever, kid, click. And then the parents ended up dying as a result of it, and then they fired. Oh, of course they fired the operator. That would only make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a chick who fell from the second story of a house onto the couch, luckily. But her boyfriend was a musician, and she was pregnant, but she fell backwards. And the stick that you stick the microphone on didn't have the top end on, so the stick went through her chest. Pew! Missed her heart by that much, like a centimeter, missed her heart.
And the operator didn't believe them?
No, the operator was like that's frantic, but it was really cool. That was the only thing I remember from like wacky, true something.
That's what we were talking stories. About is operators not believing people.
I really, really don't want to get anything punctured through my chest. That would hurt really bad.
I wouldn't want anything punctured through me anywhere.
Yeah. Probably not at first, though.
Maybe like a bullet wound on my arm or something. Like, you know, to the side, just like where it skins.
You can take that.
I could take that. I feel like a badass.
I just, you know, I just kind of like to avoid pain.
Yeah, but I know but I see, like, I'd look cool with a bullet wound on my arm. Dude, but like, I got a bullet wound in the chest.
Right here.
That's gonna hurt.
I have a scar right here that I tell everyone's a bullet wound. I'm like, yeah, somebody grazed me with a bullet.
Because you're the kind of person that would be around guns, right? I don't see you playing with guns, really.
Really?
It doesn't. Yeah.
Huh.
Like, I can take you up shooting with me sometimes.
I've been.
Don't do it. He will kill you.
I will throw my shoe at you.
Danger is afoot.
That is now my at school. That is now my. Signature pissed off move.
What is
throwing the shoe?
Really?
And if they have me in like, what's that one fighting movie where like Asian people like one on one fights?
Kung Fu.
I don't know. What
okay,
it
that's
is.
A genre, but
right. It's like some fighting game that all the nerds play.
Tekken.
But if
Mortal
I was
Kombat,
a, that one,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So if I was one of those players playing against someone else, my epic like 5-hit combo top off move would be taking the shoe off and slamming it into their face.
That's typically a move done by women, though. Gotta tell ya, right now.
It's
a legit thing.
Just a heads up.
Yeah. Some lady got arrested in South Korea,
so
I think, for attempted murder with a high heel.
I threw my shoe at someone.
Took off your
shoe. I got mad at them, and I took off my shoe, and I chucked
it. Like, you know what? I hate you. Take off your shoe. And just,
that's
no,
not
they,
the
they
first.
They threw a pen at me, and I was like, oh, yeah? Shoe throw.
See, that's just punch him in the back of the head. It's easier. And then you don't have to be you don't have to do that awkward thing where, like, oh, yeah, I got him with my shoe. Hey, can I have it back now?
No, if he's unconscious,
you
don't
have
to pick it up.
It's kind of like when you're playing with Nerf guns. It's like, yeah, I shot you so bad. Okay, I got to pick all these up.
Like, plop, plop, gotcha.
No, like, stop shooting me. I'm picking them up. Time out.
Hey, that's fun. You're playing with Nerf guns.
No, that's fun. And then you have to go pick up. You just need like an unlimited supply of darts. I hate with those Nerf guns. That's
Nerf
the thing.
Guns?
You just like shoot them all and then you always lose all the darts within a week. On Christmas Day or something.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't even...
That's why I buy, like, one Nerf gun that holds, like, 6 darts and buy, like, 600 extra darts.
But but you still gotta reload it.
You end up
is
losing
kind of
them
the...
all, though.
Yeah,
but you get one of those, like, epic clips that hold, like, 130.
You still have to load
that.
Like, custom made.
They have 100... Oh, you need a... Well, how much are those? Like...
I don't know. They're expensive.
Because nerfing... Nerf gun fighting can get pretty serious, I hear.
Dude, lazy. I've gone over the fence, and you know that, like, butt stock hit where you just, like...
Oh, you nail him right in the nose or something?
No, I was like... Oh. I went over, I'm like, ah! I, like, stopped, and I'm like, kill.
You're like, what am I doing? You... Did you know there's actually there's professional laser taggers?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
professional paintballers, too.
Oh, those... I'd be scared of the paintballers, not so much the laser taggers.
Paintballing? Yeah. Paintballing sounds really fun, though.
It sounds fun.
Like,
I want to do it. I still haven't.
Then. Oh, yeah, you two are going paintballing with me this upcoming summer.
Summer? Yeah, well, okay. We'll do that sometime. Hold on. We're running a bit low on time here. Thank you very much for everyone who listened.
15 seconds.
Thanks.
It looks like, well, it doesn't, we can be a bit over. It's not.
Okay.
It's not extremely important. If you are listening live right now, we actually are going to be on for, like, while I edit this, I guess, and then maybe we'll play this show on a loop, I don't know. But if you're listening and you want just some randomness or something, then go ahead and stick around because, yeah.
We're just going to talk to ourselves.
Sometimes we do that. It's fun to do that.
Yes, very much.
Like,
yes.
Really. So we'll talk to you guys later if you're listening live. Stick around. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Wow.